Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 180 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for August 27th is rate yourself on the scale of 1 to 10 on the character skill of caring. Take action today to show one person you care about them. Bonus, choose a person in your life you feel you have taken for granted, or someone who would least expect an act of caring from you. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of growing character skills. As a review for any of our new listeners, and we mentioned this on yesterday's podcast, when we talk about character skills, we place them into one of two categories: performance character skills, which deal with our intrapersonal relationship, and they help us perform, they help us get things done, achieve things, or accomplish goals, while moral character skills deal with interpersonal relationships with others. While we can definitely accomplish more things with solid moral character skills, that is not the primary objective. The relationship, not the achievement, is the primary objective. And while performance skills can be used for both good and bad outcomes, an increase in moral character skills can rarely be used for evil purposes. Our character skill for today of caring falls under the moral character skill category, and many of these moral character skills require something of us. They require us to surrender the idea that we are entitled to certain things in life. Maybe you've seen the signs that list all the things in life you are entitled to. It lists oxygen, and the rest of the lines are all blank. Even the Declaration of Independence of the United States of America only lists three things that we are entitled to: life, we are entitled to our own lives; liberty, we're entitled to the freedom to write our own story; and the pursuit of happiness. Notice it doesn't say we are entitled to happiness, especially happiness through attainment of material possessions, but we are entitled to the pursuit, to the process. And one of the best ways to bring some happiness is to show how much we care for others. Because what it boils down to is that our life is not about ourselves. At least that's not the ultimate goal. It's only about ourselves to the point where we can discover our gifts and we are comfortable with ourselves enough that we can give our gifts away. So let's look at today's challenge and say that maybe we didn't rate ourselves as high on caring as we think we should be. Then one possible answer is that we haven't discovered the gifts we have inside to give away. Or maybe we just aren't comfortable enough with ourselves to pour into others. We aren't at peace because we're entangled in the circumstances and situations of our lives, and we're getting bounced around by life. We're in survival mode. Now, does this give us an excuse not to be caring? No. It means we have to be intentional about caring until we get to the point where it comes naturally and overflows out of the contentment of our heart. And this is why journaling and writing out our responses to these challenges can be so effective, because it builds new habits through creating intentional thoughts, and actually writing those thoughts down brings them to a whole new level. And this is the classic write your own story paradigm. I'm not where I want to be or should be on the scale of caring. Then I need to look inside myself and make the changes I need to, so that my heart is so full I have no choice but to give it away. So how about you? How would you rate yourself on the scale of 1 to 10 on the character skill of caring? Can you take action today to show one person you care about them? As a bonus, can you choose a person in your life you feel you have taken for granted, or someone who at least expect an act of caring from you? It's easy to perform an act of caring on someone who expects us to do it, or someone who we do show we care about them on a regular basis. But the most effective and the most rewarding acts of caring are the ones where we show genuine care and concern for someone we have neglected, or someone who would least expect it from us. Maybe it's a student in our classroom, or a player on a team that isn't a star and doesn't feel like we pay much attention to them. Maybe it's a colleague or staff member that we've had disagreements with in the past. Maybe it's our principal or athletic director whom we have butted heads with in the past. And this is something that can definitely help us stretch and grow. And the more we stretch and grow, the more we will be able to increase our impact by writing our own story and giving the young people we work with a better version of ourselves every day.